You are listening to Conversation Digest on WNRB LP Wausau, 7 o'clock on this Friday evening. Get prepared for your verbal extravaganza, the gateway to the weekend. We are Conversation Digest up in a moment. We have an update on that wheelchair drunk driver down in Milwaukee. That and much, much more, plus Emperor Obama, a new superhero version of him in video form with no visuals, just audio, because we are a radio program. Conversation Digest, WNRB LP. Good evening, we're Conversation Digest, a verbal extravaganza that never quits. From 7 to 9 p.m., we have a visitor in the studio with which we will not mention, because who wants to hear about him or her? 3-1 is in the studio.
Oh.
Who hosts a Saturday, or I should say Sunday night program named Table Scraps. He probably will not see any airtime. I'm assuming he wanted to glom onto some of that tonight. Probably not going to happen. We've got a whole slew of information streaming your way. By the way, we are live streamed officially now.
Yes, all the last, how, maybe month?
3 weeks to 4 weeks.
Almost month.
Which means that you do not just have to have a vehicular radio in your vehicular structural
moving
transportation
vehicle?
Device, also referred to as a car. You can have a computer with an internet access, and you get on there and you go to either the one that they have set up. Where is that at?
You can actually go to famousashtray.com and click the link.
What about the other one?
Wausaumung.org.
Okay, so, well, you know, I always forget the one, so just go with the other, which is ours, famousashtray.com. Every other person, every other show on the station probably tell you to go to the other one. Most people don't have the website set up for their own personal gain. But we don't make any money, so what kind of personal gain really is there?
Egotistical gain?
I have no self-esteem. There's no...
Oh, we don't have to tell them that.
There's no ego going on here. Headline news coming up in just a bit. Got an update on the drunk driver who frequented on one particular night a month or two ago a highway down in the Milwaukee area on a wheelchair, and he was drunk. Yeah, go ahead, Kinospi. Also,
I'm checking to make sure the live stream is
on. A woman who received her 13th drunk driving citation. I don't know what you call that. That much, much more. Plus, fractional history and Ziffelman's Corner. In addition, an interview with a local mayoral politician and the Ziffelman's father, Bill Zeitz. That up at 7:30. All right, we are live streaming. We had some issues with that last week. Kinospi was riding the Conversation Digest train solo.
It was a fun train.
He was the engineer and the caboose.
If it wasn't such an awesome show, I probably would have punched you there.
No, you wouldn't.
Nah,
what we
not.
Saw on the way to the studio, and first off, I would like to say what I saw on the way to the studio is a bit different from me tonight. Really, it's what I saw 2 days before I was on the way to the studio. In other words, Wednesday. I saw nothing of particular interest in our way over here as we were meandering over here in Kinospi's vehicle.
It was dark, that's about it.
What I saw 2 days ago baffled my mind. I don't know what was going on. It was a guy, had to have been a guy, had a full beard. Well, whatever.
You'd be surprised.
So this guy is flailing his arms around. I have no idea what's going on. I'm in Leah's vehicle. It's a Ford Taurus. I'm getting a cold. And he's flailing his arms all around. So I'm thinking, was he saying hi? It was more than one finger, so it wasn't that gesture. It was a whole hand. He was waving. And then he started... He couldn't have waved with both hands because he needed to steer. He was the driver. And this went on, and I got nervous about what he was trying to do.
Oncoming traffic or on the side?
No, he was actually behind me. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and he was flailing the arms around like a madman. And I don't know what's going on, so I lose him. I'm over in the Ziffelman's neighborhood, actually just going to work, and I'm like, I can't handle this guy. I got to lose him. So, of course, I did some high-speed antics, like 26 miles per hour, in a residential area. So, obviously, there was some major concern for my own safety, but I wanted to get rid of this clown. And maybe he's listening right now. If, sir, if you're listening, I have no idea what you're wanting. But I went down a street and then took another street, and then I happened upon the same guy on a different intersection. And once again, subsequently, he continues. He probably didn't stop. As soon as I lost him, I'm sure he kept on waving his arms. He kept on waving his arms until we met again, still waving his arms. And I gave him a gesture like, I have no idea what you're saying. Kind of like, oh, I have no idea what the hell you're saying, sir. Calm down. There was no reason to... The only reason to panic like that is because we're in the Emperor Obama's administration. That would be a reason to... Maybe that's what he was talking about.
So you weren't dragging a dog by the collar in the back of your car?
There was nothing going on. There wasn't a hook from the killer left on the handle of the vehicle.
Well, that's good to know.
My lights are functional. I use my turn signals.
Did you get out and check?
I checked. Later. The Ziffelman checked, too. He looked outside the car. I don't know what was going on. So what'd you see on the way to the studio?
I don't think anything that I can think of that I saw can any competition to what you saw.
Just bad human interaction. Ziffelman, what'd you see on the way to the studio?
Lots
the Ziffelman
I hated.
Get back in your corner right after you say this, because we gotta. No, you can stay over here for a while. It's fine. Quit smacking into the microphone. What's wrong with you? Halloween candy leftovers or what?
Yeah, there's two of my teeth. Yes, they were Halloween leftover candy. But
okay, well, pick it up.
Didn't see too much. A few pedestrians, but that was about it.
Anybody making out or any PDAs?
No.
Any grave robbers? Nothing. Nothing interesting.
Yeah, nothing interesting.
Jeez, we went by the mall. We went by Burger King.
All along Grand Avenue, nothing crazy.
How does that happen?
Could it
it's
be?
It's Friday the 13th. How does nothing?
It cancels it all out.
Apparently, the awkwardness and the strange, crazy events that happened on Grand Avenue were canceled out and eliminated by the fact that it was Friday the 13th.
I don't know how that works, but it does.
Even Steven. Got a fractional history coming up in 5 minutes. 845-7084 is the studio line. In case you want to call in and communicate with us at Conversation Digest. Once again, I'm Houtman. Knuspe.
What up?
Is on my right side. And on the same side on your radio, if you're looking at the dial. And the Ziffelman's flailing back in his corner.
Yes, I am.
And then 3-1's here as well somewhere, but he's doing homework or something. I don't know what he's doing.
It can't be homework.
Why not?
This is not his home.
Oh. Okay, point taken. So it's Charles Manson's birthday.
Oh, that makes sense for some reason.
Headline news.
Oh, here we go.
The guy that was too lazy to do the killings himself.
It's on the second one.
At 75. Did you know he was 75?
No, I thought he was much younger than that.
I didn't think he looked a day over 666 years old.
Who put the fan backwards?
At Charles Manson still has power to influence others. Yeah, apparently CNNJustice.com, because they're reporting him like he's some sort of a hero. I think it's disgusting how we've always covered Charles Manson. The media has this absolute fascination, and then, of course, we're right here talking about him right now.
He's rocking some pretty awesome shades there.
CNN.com.
And some
Corcoran, wow. California. At 75, Charles Manson has spent more than half his life in prison for masterminding the notorious masterminding. See, we use these verbs.
Master.
We use these verbs. It's a masterminding scheme.
Didn't he blunder his way through it? That's why he got caught?
There was no masterminding behind this. He killed... That is, he had other people do the killings for him. The notorious Helter Skelter killing spree that left actress Sharon Tate and six others dead in Los Angeles during the summer of 1969. Manson spent his 75th birthday this week at the state prison in Corcoran, California, where he is in the protective housing unit.
Did he get cake, you think?
I don't know.
Some kind of cake or presents?
Governor Schwarzenegger delivered it by hand.
It's not a cake.
Manson's been there so long, he probably didn't know who he was, except for maybe Conan the Barbarian.
That guy is sort of crazy.
The protective housing units, some records indicate that Manson was born on November 12th, but who cares? But other records indicate his birthday was on Wednesday, November 11th. Yeah, so we have a confusion about where and when he was born. Same thing as the Emperor Obama.
Well,
what's
least,
your point?
At least they're not covering what really killed the dinosaurs today.
Well, so the media's going to talk about how we don't know when Manson was born, but we never hear about how we don't know where Obama was born. Anywho, when I regress, that is, I break down and become lesser of myself. He spent the day the same way he spends every day in prison. Probably with his...
like a party?
Said Terry Thornton, spokeswoman for the State Department of Corrections. Lately, the prison has told me he doesn't come out of his cell very often. He's 75.
So like a turtle that's used to his shell?
Mm-hmm. She added that Manson didn't mention his birthday to anyone and only emerged from his cell for about 20 minutes on Wednesday. While his appearance has changed significantly from the wide-eyed cult leader, how do you know his eyes have changed? He's wearing sunglasses. They're saying he's no longer wide-eyed. How do we know he's not wide-eyed? He's wearing sunglasses. Are they Ray-Ban?
I don't know. If I was running Ray-Ban, I wouldn't want giant pictures of Charles Manson up there with Ray-Bans on.
He's a horrible human being. Manson thinks the destruction of the environment is much more serious than we are being made out to believe. How would he know? He never sees the environment. He's inside.
He can see bricks and bars.
Mr. Manson, you're inside. Don't tell me what's going on outside. I see outside every day. You would not be in the position to tell me what's going on the outside.
He's institutionalized.
Yeah, well, and Wolf Blitzer, wait a minute, is this Wolf Blitzer? No, whatever. I'm done with this article. There's a certain mystique that has developed around Manson, he said, and one reason is that the very name Manson has become a metaphor for evil. He's come to represent the dark, you know, that is
just
true.
Just like Hitler?
Because I said he doesn't look a day over 666 years old.
He looks quite Mansonized.
He is a metaphor for evil. He's come to represent the dark and malignant side of humanity. For whatever reason,
wasn't that Hitler as well?
Yes. For whatever reason, people are fascinated by pure, unalloyed evil. Whatever, CNN.
Could be a fractional history time. Classic fractional history.
Okay. Well, coming up in just a bit, trains, planes, and automobiles. And the auto industry was already ruined, and now we're looking at trains. At least one train in particular in Wausau, because according to the Wausau Daily Herald, it's front page material. It is worthy of the front page. That... and a whole heap more, plus an interview with Bill Zeitz at 7:30 and Ziffelman's Corner at 7:40. I thought he was going to call. Don't we have him lined up?
Yeah.
And when is he going to land us that interview with Charles Manson, with Alex Jones? When is that going to happen?
That's in the works.
Okay, well, also I want to kind of get an interview with Obie and Duffy.
Okay.
I think we can make it happen. Can't we make it happen? We're movers and shakers. Okay, stick around. Fractional History right now on Conversation Digest, WNRB, LB.
Vlad the Impaler was born in a Coleman tent down on 3rd Street, off of campus. His father, an unremarkable mother, made him eat butter sandwiches for when he went to gutter school. Vlad had 15 brothers and 15 sisters. His parents were busy people. Vlad's sisters were Allison, Betty, Christina, Darcy, Ellie, Frances, Gertrude, Ilya, Jackie, Carly, Lisa, Mary, Nellie, and Ornell. Vlad's brothers include Adrian, Ben, Carl, Darren, Ephraim, Frank, Gary, Harry, Ira, Jack, Carl, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful, and Doc. Vlad was the odd one out, of both groups. His brothers and sisters were a tight group of people. They didn't like Vlad's odd scent of roses and vomit. Vlad constructed the first automobile, which consists of string and little spears, hanging above people and spinning around, and so people could get all caught up in themselves and stare at them for hours, then falling asleep. Vlad got his distinctive name, the Impaler, when people found out that his skin was very white, from when the first time he went to middle school. He made friends with Liam Snidely and Richard Nixon, both at the time not helping his reputation. Vlad did little dating, but of the dates he had, they were never very successful, each only having made out, even if the girls threw themselves at him. He was a scared boy, not knowing what lay yonder, nor did he care to find out. After many boring consecutive years, Vlad built himself a nice, respectable two-story home with 1.5 baths, a partially finished basement that almost never leaked when it rained. He lives there yet today with his monkey servant, Tingly, and his 45 mice and hamsters, whose names are Andrew, Beatrice, Charlie, Donna, Addie, Floral, Gregor, Hugo, Iris, Jordan, Keith, Lily, Michael, Narrator, 1. Percy, Quiet, Ralph, Stephen, Tina, Uvula. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.
Each and every Friday from 7:12 to 7:13 or 7:15, whichever. They're different lengths. I don't care. Whatever. Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, voted by Dr. Rent as his second favorite show. So already 3-1.
After his show.
After his. On Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, I should say. And headline news. I don't even know if he likes his name dropping like that. Well, whichever.
He hasn't called up and yelled at us.
Well, we know since we're one of his favorite programs, he must listen to us on a regular basis. So.
Oh, I hope so.
Actually, I got a song going here.
Oh.
Is someone getting... Marathon Junction in trouble. In my headphones here. My headphones are in trouble.
Is that the train?
Yeah. I just did it for some ambience.
Oh.
WasaDailyHerald.com. Once again, they're on my crap list. No offense if you're listening and you work for the Wasa Daily Herald. Or maybe if you're an avid listener, do not be offended. I have the right, at least so far, at least remaining in America, to say what I would like to say within reason. Anywho, Marathon Junction in trouble. Marathon Junction owner says he can't afford to keep a traction open somehow, some way. This made the front page of the Wasa Daily Herald, despite the fact that it's, dare I say, not that important. Feel bad for the gentleman that's owned for the last 10 years. But 60 years spent chugging through the Marathon Park, a miniature train that has carried generations of kids might never run again in the Wasa area.
Who broke it?
Nothing like that. Marathon Junction, an attraction that includes the train, a miniature golf course, carousel, and restaurant is in danger of closing. Owner Chip Winter said he can't finance the business after running out of money for marketing and that attendance has fallen in the economic downturn. Yeah, well, the fact that it's November might have something to do with it too, Chip. No one wants to ride that train. He also wants to retire but laments the junction's possible closure. You cannot worry about it, Chip. Was that his name? It was Chip, right?
Chip Winter.
He sounds like a great guy, but it's so important for our community, Winter 65 said. A mini train?
I think I've seen that, but I don't have no idea that there was a mini golf course there.
Marathon County owns the land in which Marathon Junction sits, the building itself and a splash pad that the train circles from April to October. Winter, who has owned the business for 10 years, said he has struggled to sell because it's seasonal and on public property. The Wasa and Marathon County Parks Recreation Forestry Department has proposed buying the train and concession equipment for more than $80,000 and spending more than $90,000 for maintenance and improvements.
That's a lot of money just for that little place.
Yes. Why are we doing that? We wouldn't do that if we had the money, I hope. Parks Director Bill Duncan said the junction could support it. Okay, enough of this train whistle. I'm getting a headache from it. Derail that. Your email is coming up in just a bit here.
Whose email?
Mary struck again.
Oh, no.
Parks, that just came in a moment ago. Parks Director Bill Duncanson said Junction could support itself and produce about $3,000 in additional revenue under the plan. Yeah, good call. $3,000 in revenue. That's worth the $80,000 bidding price that you're willing to put down, County of Marathon. And then also the $80,000, the $90,000 for maintenance and improvements. They want to put $170,000 into this thing and then only really add an additional $3,000 per year? Is that the way I'm reading this?
That's what it sounds like.
Two committees thankfully viewed the junction as a low priority given budget constraints, making today's county board meeting the last chance for 2010 money. We just couldn't justify funding it, said Gary Wyman, chairman of the county's Finance, Property, and Facilities Committee. So then county officials said Winter's contractually obligated to operate the through 2011.
Not retiring today.
Yeah, I think he should just retire in 2011. Winter has dropped his $100,000 asking price for the overall operation by $50,000, and county officials have suggested that private donors could pitch in. So now this guy wants $150,000, and then, of course, the county comes in with an insulting bid for $80,000.
Why don't they just spit in his face, too?
And then they would spend $90,000 on renovation. So they want to spend, and they put it on the back burner. They said, look, it's not a priority. They said that to us in this interview with the Wasilla Herald, but they said, so it's not a priority, but they're willing to spend $170,000 and then only drum up an additional $3,000 to what is currently made off of that on an annual basis. This sounds like a wonderful plan. I'm glad they put on the... How important... I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, I'm sure it's a wonderful little train
ride. Sounds
like
they're being jerks.
Do we really need... I mean, the time is not now. We cannot worry about this. Why is it that we worry in Wausau on a constant basis about the 400 block? We always worry about the 400 block, and we worry about things like this little train.
Well, it's because they really want a fence up around it or a giant thing, keep people out or in.
Well,
or
maybe they should put the train in downtown 400 block. Maybe that would make sense, huh?
And where would they have the ice skating rink?
Well, I do think, I don't know, I'm not too concerned about the ice skating rink anyway. I just think that, you know, if you really want to spruce up the downtown area, have a train down there. Let's just think about this. Let's think about the rational thought pattern here. We've got two things we're always worried about. This is a new one, the train in the junction at Marathon County Park. We've always worried about, we're getting ulcers in Wausau over the 400 block. Ulcers, Knuspy. Ulcers.
I know, I could feel them.
We lose sleep over the fact that the 400 block is not as perfect as it could be or should be. Town officials are so concerned about the 400
block. With a giant wall around it, then it would be perfect.
Yeah, well, I would say town of Wausau, tear down that wall. But now we want this train renovated for $90,000, but then we're going to fork over $80,000. How is this an issue on the part of the county at any given moment anyway? Let us focus on fiscal responsibility. It's a kid's train.
Focus on the things that matter rather than just kids riding around in a circle for 5 minutes.
How do these people survive, these local politicians? No offense. No offense if you're a local politician. 845-7084, am I wrong about this train? Do we need to spend a boatload of cash on a train that no one appears to be going to anyway because we just don't have the added money?
Plus it's winter. Who rides little trains like that?
Well, they're conceding that notion. It's a seasonal business. And if you realize the county owns the land that this putt-putt course is on, they also own the building that is adjacent to this little trailer. I call it a trailer park. That's adjacent to or next to. I think adjacent means...
next to.
So they're saying, look, you know, we own the land, but... They would potentially own the train at this point, in which case they would probably just put a Obama logo on it because I'm sure the majority of these people like the guy anyway.
Right on the front?
It would just be a train for change.
So you know who's running you over?
Yes, it'd be a train for change, and all the cash that they are taking from the wealthy and the middle class and sticking its trickle-up economics, they'll fork it over on a local level into the train. But what they'll do is they'll have it redistributed via the train throughout the town.
Well, it's
we cannot have
backwards.
Just a track in
it's
there.
It's backwards day in the U.S.
Trickle-up economics?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going on right now.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
People say, like, 3-to-1 that trickle-down economics didn't work. It worked very well. Bill Zeit's up in 6 minutes as long as he's... I think he's very punctual from what I've seen. He's punctual, right? Just don't call him late for dinner, so you can call him anything, but...
Zippelman's not in here to answer that question.
Well, Zippelman, get out of your corner and get over here. Gotta know where Bill Zeitz is at.
Is he even in here?
No, he left. I don't blame him.
Where'd he go?
Huh. Someone let him out of his corner again.
Well, he needs to get back over there. Oh, this is great. This article's not opening up. Eh, whatever, I'll skip over that.
Those aren't even links.
They were earlier.
Well, you can just copy and paste.
Zippelman, is Bill Zeitz calling in? Was that not him? Who's hitting my chair? You don't have to answer on the microphone. You can just say yes or no to me. All right, so he is calling in. All right, so we got Bill Zeitz calling in 5 minutes. We're going to try to keep that to a 10-minute interview, which is sometimes easier said than done, no offense. And then we'll hit Zippelman's Corner at 7:40, and we're going to try to do a two-hour show tonight. There aren't any promises, and even if there are, odds are they'll be broken. We live in an age where promises can't be kept very much any longer.
Well, at least we're on the air tonight.
Yes.
Just like last week.
I can't open this up. I am done with this. I can't open this up. It's disappointing me. 845-7084. If you want to check out archived radio episodes of Conversation Digest, just go on the internet and type in with your... Chubby Little Fingers, Famous Ashtray, all one word, .com. FamousAshtray.com. There's a brand new video up there, which I think I need to talk to you about some things on that. I was just thinking we need more close-ups on the cashews. More close-ups.
But that's kind of a problem to do now.
No, it's not. You just throw a couple of cashews on the floor and you get close-ups.
Yeah, but then it looks different.
Nah. All you got to do is film at the same time of day that we filmed it at night.
Well, we just turned on the lights. That's really all that matters.
We'll make the magic happen. Woman pleads guilty. JS Online, which doesn't disappoint me as often as WasDailyHerald.com.
You know, the website's a little bit better on this newer, faster computer.
Yeah. A Western Wisconsin woman has pleaded guilty to her 13th drunken driving charge. Well, you know, that's suitable. It's Friday the 13th. She's doing it for everyone on the day of bad news and bad luck. Lisa White, 51, of St. Croix Falls, was arrested in Barron County in June while she was on extended supervision for drunken driving convictions in Eau Claire and Burnett counties. Oh, she's a traveler. Eau Claire and Burnett counties. She should really be hanging out with this guy down that, you know, the guy that, we'll get to this after Bill Zeitz and Zifflman's Corner, the guy that was in the wheelchair, he wasn't even disabled.
The wheels?
Well, the guy that was drunk driving on the wheelchair down the interstate.
Or the chair that had wheels, not a wheelchair. That had a motor in it?
No, a wheelchair.
Oh, that's another one. Oh, I forgot about that one.
So we'll get that in just a bit here after Bill Zeitz is off. And, but anyway, she was sentenced to 3 years in prison in Eau Claire. 3 years? For which one? 12 citations?
Well, she's got to get out and get another drunk drive. What?
Well, at least she has more freedoms than Charles Manson. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison in Eau Claire County last month for violating terms of her extended supervision. In September, she received 18 months in prison for violating her supervision in Burnett County. White is to be sentenced on Barron County drunken driving conviction December 15th. Her previous drunken driving convictions date back to 1991 and happened in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Oh, she's all over the Midwest. Michigan, watch out. She's heading your way next. But if you can be pulled 13. Over for drunk driving 13 times...
You think they just take the license away?
Well, in dog years, that would be like...
80?
100.
1,000?
91. If she was a dog, she would have 91 drunk driving convictions. I don't think it quite works like that.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, so and then just a bit, we'll give you an update on that drunk driving wheelchair driver down in Milwaukee. That was a blast. We had 5 cops following a guy that was going 2 miles per hour. Good job, Milwaukee LPD. What is it?
Well, they know what they're doing. Milwaukee LPD?
Whatever. Yeah, Milwaukee Laser Police Department. They have lasers these days. Milwaukee LPD.
Lasers or tasers?
The Milwaukee TPD. Milwaukee Taser PD. All right. Is that a call?
Looks like it.
Who wants to get that? Coleman, you want to get that?
Conversation Digest.
No, you got to clear your throat when you answer that phone. You can't just...
Hello?
So...
Hello?
Kinuspi.
What?
Yes.
How fast is... Okay, so that live stream, what happened with that last week, by the way?
It was off and not on.
Did someone turn it off manually?
Oh, okay.
I had to turn the computer on when I got here.
Who is that, Zifflman? Who is it? It's 7:30.
Well, it doesn't work like through the hand thing. Like that doesn't work like that through there.
We're going to figure it out.
Speaker. And then...
You have to call your dad and tell him that we can't. I don't know how to do this.
No, tell us after.
Jam that over here. We'll use this microphone.
You talk.
Oh, the doctor told us. Anybody there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, I have a really great joke to tell you.
All right, I'm interested.
My friend is gonna tell you. It is.
Might be drunk.
Who knows? He's so pretty. Okay. This is Nate.
Hold
on. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm more than ready.
Hello?
Hello, how's it going? Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is this anyone there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm totally here.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
It's not a dirty joke, is it?
Is it a dirty joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Like, it's a dirty joke? No.
I think it must be
your mother said yes. No, it's not.
All right, well, we're ready.
Okay.
This young, strapping construction worker thought he was so much better than all the older guys, and he was bragging about how strong he was, and he was challenging all the workers to try to get them to a contest so that he would show them how strong he was. And one of the really older guys on the crew said, I will bet you a week's wages that I can take a wheelbarrow and wheel something across the parking lot that you will not be able to wheel back. And so the young guy said, great, I will take that challenge. You're on. And the old guy gets the wheelbarrow and he says to the young guy, hop in, dumbass.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He's laughing. Here's your mom.
No, it's
Lisa.
Oh, so, I can't get there because I have to get up.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. We
don't recognize this voice.
Hmm? It's because I can't be on the just so I can't be on.
What do you mean you can't recognize this voice?
Oh, this one's me. Okay.
Well, I can't be. Well, I guess I can be on there. Are you at a bar?
Did you like the joke?
Yeah. Yeah. You were hauling around humor in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really hear the. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Are you listening to the show on the live stream?
I'm not listening on live stream because I don't have my computer here.
Okay. Well, is there like, are you having a good time tonight? Or what are you eating? Or are you drinking? Or what are you?
Well, we're down one bottle of Toasted Head Chardonnay. And we're on one bottle of red Merlot on two-buck chuck.
Oh, you're really drinking it down tonight, then.
Yeah, we really are.
We might have a segment about hangover remedies in a bit here. I don't know if we're going to get it in or not.
We have a segment on hangover remedies. So, you want to talk to all the people here?
I don't know. Do we have time for this?
1 minute.
What?
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
I have no idea.
Okay, you didn't have five call-in people at the same place lately, did you?
No, not that I can remember offhand.
Okay. So I could pass the phone around the table.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Shalom.
What's the topic of discussion tonight?
Drunk driving wheelchairs.
What?
Drunk driving wheelchairs and the need to spend a lot of money on a little mini train down in Marathon Park in the Junction. Money we don't have as taxpayers.
Drunk driving? Anybody? You're staying
overnight. No one has a wheelchair, do they? Because we had an interstate, we had a high-speed chase on the interstate of Milwaukee about 2 months ago. But the guy, he was not disabled, but he was driving drunk in a wheelchair on the interstate down in Milwaukee. We had five cops chasing him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't think that's for real.
That was real. I have video of it. It actually happened. We don't, we only give authenticated stories here. That's a true story.
Okay. Any of you guys want to talk on the radio show? Okay, hold on. Here.
Actually, I don't think we have time. We're having another call-in coming in soon.
Okay, just
one person just wants to say hello, okay? Hold on.
Hello?
Hello. A little delay there. I thought we'd talk about a little serious thing, such as the hereafter. And, you guys were out on the golf course. Obviously, they were retired folks out in Phoenix. Walking down the fairway and talking about what they want to come back as.
That's a joke.
Well, yeah, says, I'm going to come, I want to come back as a lesbian.
No, no.
He says, why would you want to come back as a lesbian? Well,
I'm not sure we could really put that, the rest of that joke on the air, now that I'm aware of it.
Did he even get to the punchline?
Are you drinking tonight, sir?
No.
Oh, you're sober. Yeah. So what's going on over there? Are you guys having a party, or what's the story?
Anytime we get together, we have a party.
Oh, okay. Well, how many people are there?
Let's see. I gotta take my shoes off to count. 11 of them.
He had to take his shoes off to count.
Yeah. If there was 21, I'd be in real trouble.
Yeah. So, oh, wait a minute, do you have 20 people there? How many people are there?
I'm trying to be funny. I'm failing.
Oh, I can't tell, because, I mean, theater of the mind, I don't know, you know, radio, I don't know how many people. We got 4 people here, so. Okay, well, we appreciate the call, and we hope you guys have a good time. I was telling Mary Jo that we're going to try to have a segment, at least, if not this week, sometime soon on Hangover Remedies. Right.
I don't have any.
Oh, well, you're not drinking tonight anyway, are you, sir?
Okay.
Are you drinking soda, or what are you drinking? Hello?
Water.
Oh, water and gin.
Aqua Pura.
Oh, well, that's good stuff. Okay, well, what's your name, sir?
Yeah. You can call me Joel.
Okay, Joel, who just made you a... Well, you know, on radio shows, they always say who just made you a winner, but we didn't really make you a winner, so...
Historical caller number 4, huh?
Yeah, on 93.3. You get us over there on the internet. Do you have internet access?
Well, I hope I made your day, sir.
Yeah, well, I was having a horrible day until you called, and now I have I'm smiling, and now I have a reason to live.
Okay. Returning the phone to your mother. Okay.
Well, she's not. My mom's in Greenville. That's Knospi's mom.
Hello.
Hello. How are you now?
Hangover Remedy. One glass of sauerkraut juice. Ew.
I wonder. Does that really work?
Yeah, because it makes you throw up and then you feel better.
Sticking your finger down your throat is the same thing.
I think if, you know, a good remedy for hangovers is finding out what's in hot dogs.
What? Just finding out what's in hot dogs?
Finding out what's in hot dogs. It'll make you vomit, too.
Grandpa Gordy always said drink some crow juice if you have a hangover.
Oh. I'll have to try that whenever I get a hangover next.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do they have internet access there? At their place? The people that you're visiting?
Yes, what about it?
Oh, I'm just wondering if they have internet access over there. I was just trying to tell that kind gentleman that was on the air that they could listen to the station over there and where they're at via the live stream.
I don't have my computer here, so I don't have it hooked up, but they have internet here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going off the air pretty soon, aren't you?
Well, no, we're going to try to go at 2 hours. Looking like we're going to hit it pretty easy here, so.
Okay. Yeah, Joe said you probably just lost the whole audience.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine. Joe knows what he's talking about.
No, not.
So, no, the 3 people and well, I don't know. I'm sure we get plenty of listeners in nursing homes, so they need a way to sleep.
No, the nursing home is not listening in. I can assure you that.
Oh. Well, they should.
I'm glad it's after.
Okay, we're going to have to get going because we have a scheduled call-in coming on now.
I understand that. You guys have a good night, okay?
Same to you. Talk to you later.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Knospi's mother calling in from, where was she calling in from?
Butternut.
Okay,
up near Park Falls.
I have no idea where that's at.
You know where Park Falls is?
Vaguely, I've heard of it because you told me about your mother living there.
It's about that way, about
the next room
100
over.
And whatever miles.
Do we have your father on the line, Bill Zeitz?
Not yet.
Well,
punctual.
Well, no, he called. He was going to call in at 7:30.
Well, we all know what happened after that.
How did your mother just happen to call at 7:30?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. You on?
Mr. Zeitz.
Let me get you on the speakerphone here.
All right. Pick it up. Can we get some music in the background there, too? Is he on there, Ziffelman?
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Zeitz, how are you this evening?
Pretty good there, Hoffman. How are you?
Excellent. What do we have going on? Are you up in Merrill tonight?
Yes.
What are the headline stories up there this evening?
Well, last Friday we had a showing at Pine River Town Hall of the second Alex Jones film on Obama. It's entitled The Fall of the Republic. And we had a jam-packed town hall, probably 100 people, wall to wall, even some standing. And it was very well received. Quite a few people said they had their eyes open to the conspiracy of the bankers to destroy the middle class in the country. So, and then at the end we had DVDs and literature, and they just about took everything we had.
Well, so did
very successful.
You said you had 100 people. Now that was capacity there, huh?
Just
about, was that about capacity in the complex you were?
That's over capacity.
Okay.
I'm glad nobody from the fire department was there.
Oh, well, we won't tell them. They don't listen to us anyway. So,
well
they might, for all I know. So, are you going to have an event like this sometime in the near future again?
Well, there is going to be a showing of the same film at the Wisconsin Rapids Public Library on December 5th. And the capacity of that is over 200. They have a very large screen. I'm working with a doctor that's down in that area who set it up, and we will be going in to Wisconsin Rapids. The people that came to our showing indicated they want to see more films and, you know, get more information. So there will be additional things coming up. So
you're not going to show a Michael Moore film on that screen, are you?
Well, you know, Michael Moore had some, from what I understand, I haven't seen it, but I've read some reviews, and he's right on when he talks about the bailout. But when it gets into Obama, you know, he somehow skirts the responsibility that Obama had in the bailout. And he's blaming capitalism and the free markets when, in actuality, we don't have that. What we have is crony capitalism. We have special deals that are made for certain companies with the connivance of Congress and government. And that's not free market. That's not capitalism. You could call it more precisely fascism, the corporate state. And, you know, with Obama's leaning toward the left, it doesn't matter what the ism is. It's not freedom, it's not liberty, and it's not what we're used to in our republic. So,
Mr. Zeitz, have you had any, for lack of a better word, encounters with people that come to these get-togethers that try to disrupt what you're trying to do? You know, for instance, with the showing of these, like the Obama deception and the other documentary, has anyone shown up trying to create or stir up trouble?
No, none whatsoever. And I just simply don't anticipate any. So we just haven't had that problem, and the people that come are desperate for knowledge and want to find out what's going on. It's a very inspiring thing to see. I've been in and out of various you know, political movements over the last 40 years, and I have seen this movement toward world government, toward the New World Order, for the destruction of the American Republic at first hand, and to a large extent I thought it was a lost cause. And it may very well be that, but it isn't going to be something that will go down easily for these characters. They're going to have some problems.
So do you feel that at any time in the future there's going to be a lack of free speech? I mean, we come on the air this on the show almost every Friday, and I always think, could this be our last Friday? Because I don't think that we go one way or the other. We try to stay pretty open. In fact, I would have a liberal or a conservative on here at any given time. Open to opinions. I'm not going to try to stop either one of those. But my concern is, do they take that right away to go on there and spout off about the lack of fairness and the lack of representation in the federal and state government? Is there a time, you think, in the foreseeable future where that ceases to occur, where we can go on the air and say things that we want to say?
I think that it's almost imminent. There is a bill in the Senate introduced by Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. There's that famous name of the globalist, one of the globalist families that rule from behind the scenes. But he has a bill to essentially gut the Internet and turn it over to their control. I think when they set it up, they didn't realize that once the genie was out of the bottle, just exactly what it would occur. And it's been a tremendous boon for the liberty movement. Now, there's a lot of what I might consider garbage on the Internet, but that's the purpose of the Internet. You put out whatever it is, and then people make up their mind. And all you have to do is look at the fact that newspapers, the liberal newspapers in the country, are losing a great deal of subscribers. Their advertising's way down, which of course is tied to the economy, but it's also tied to the fact that people are not reading the newspapers like they used to. They're going for alternative media coverage, and they don't trust the major television newscasts, and I haven't for quite some time anyway, but I do watch them, read between the lines, listen for things, and you get some basic information there, but you certainly don't get truth.
Well, I think it's funny with the Obama administration singling out the Fox News channel, talking about how biased they are and how they just attack him all the time, when we just completely ignore the absolute bias of other news sources like MSNBC and Headline News.
True, but the owner of Fox is Rupert Murdoch, and he is a globalist. He actually donated very heavily to both Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama's campaign. He allows a certain amount of information on the Fox News, but not, for instance, the kind of information that you hear on the Alex Jones Show and any of the others that are on the shortwave.
I've thought
it may be more slanted to what I call neocon, big government republicanism, but it certainly isn't geared toward the Ron Paul libertarian viewpoint.
Well, I've thought for quite some time that Murdoch probably isn't even that conservative. The only reason he takes that right-wing perspective is for ratings.
That may very well be.
I don't think of Murdoch as being conservative.
I had a personal grudge against what Fox puts on in their entertainment section, most of which is, not family-oriented. There is, however, one individual on Fox that I have heard of late, and I have a great deal of respect for, and that is a former judge from New Jersey, Judge Napolitano, no relation to the Department of Homeland Security czar and cabinet official, Janet Napolitano. But he has, I heard him on the Alex Jones show the other day, and he has come to basically the same conclusion that most of us have that have fought this thing for many years, that there isn't too much difference between the Republican and Democratic Party. They are both wings on what Pat Buchanan called the bird of prey. One is a right wing, one is a left wing. But when it comes to essential matters, like the continuation of perpetual war for the benefit of the military-industrial complex, they are in agreement. And I'm going to make a prediction here tonight that Obama will increase troops to Afghanistan, not the 40,000 or 48, I'd be very surprised, but the 20,000, you know, that will go there. And Afghanistan is a losing proposition, okay? What we're doing there is guarding the opium fields, making heroin possible for transport to the Western world. Some 80 to 90% of the world's heroin is coming out of there.
Okay. Mr. Zayat,
that's what we're doing.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to call it quits pretty in about 30 seconds here. Real quick, good talking to you once more, and I hope to talk to you again soon. When is that event in Wisconsin Rapids again?
That'll be December 5th.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to just say one other thing. There is an encouraging thing. Are you familiar with Lou Dobbs?
Yes, and he quit, and I was glad to see that. He shouldn't have been there as long as he was anyway.
No. He was a... If you ever watched his news commentary, he was opposed to the immigration,
yes,
the illegals. He was opposed to the North American Union, which was introduced by George W. Bush. He was trying to bring out the fact that Obama does not have proper citizenship. I think you're going to see an independent run for president by Lou Dobbs.
Oh, that's a bold... Well, I mean, if Schwarzenegger can win the governorship of California, Lou Dobbs is at least an intelligent person. Schwarzenegger can barely formulate a sentence.
Well, he's got his Nazi ring on. Next time you see a picture of him, take a look at the big Nazi ring he has.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
He's got a real shady background.
Oh, I know, he does. So, okay, well, we'll keep in touch with you and probably learn more about that event in December, and maybe we can even send one of our traveling reporters over there and get some interviews or something. I don't know.
That'd be great.
Okay, we'll keep in touch.
You guys keep up the good work.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, sir, and we'll talk to you hopefully next week, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night. Bye. All right, this is Bill Zayats, who resides in, does politics in Merrill. Honest man, I believe. Am I right? Ziffelman, you know him. He's your father. Pick it up. He's a good man. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, he does know what he's talking about, and yes, he is an honest man.
And then before that, Kinespi's mother, who was partying it up. Two bottles of wine.
two bottles of wine and counting.
Who's calling in from my family now?
Nobody.
Three to one. You don't have any family members calling in, do you?
I do not. Call Pizza Hut. Give me a pizza and some breadsticks.
We have
Oh, good. Look at that stomach. He's been eating some pizzas and breadsticks.
That was the worst Brewers logo. You say Bauman's do it solo? Oh.
Okay, so hopefully we can get someone over there in Wisconsin Rapids. I'd like to start doing more of these events, whether they're conservative or liberal. Like, I don't care, whatever. It's an entertainment thing. So,
well, we'll just give the you know, either or perspective.
All right.
Yeah, and I agree. I think we should be getting out there and getting some of these smaller venues on the map.
Well, and let's not encourage Bauman, as he is the big liberal here, to get on the air, because he can do that on his own show.
We're
going to get Ziffelman's Corner going up in about 20 seconds here, and then after that we're going to go into the second hour and have some fun time with the Obama superhero video that I captured via the internet. Talks about his exploits as a superhero. All that and much more, and just a little bit less on Conversation Digest, WNRBLP. Here's Ziffelman's Corner.
Zibelman's Corner.
In my corner.
Go ahead.
Once
your,
again.
Hey, Zipman, do your intro again. I had the mic off. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Do your hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners. This is Zipman. I am currently residing in my corner. Zipman's Corner, I would like to bring up a small ad that I... Well, not an ad, but a small type of, I guess, a write-in that they had in at the WASA Daily Herald. I forget the publisher of the ad that it was a female. She's
was this a singles ad?
Quite a few times. I think she has a running ad in the WASA Daily Herald. But she was talking about the
pick it up, Zifflman. You got too
Chinese,
many awesome there.
Where they have the one child policy, and they would like to have it as be a male rather than a female. And I thought she did her research was very good, and I thought all of her information was intact.
Oh.
And she gave both what I think both sides of the issue. You know, she thought that us being in which we are in bed, and I would say basically under the covers with China ever since Nixon went over there and basically patted Mao Tse-tung on the bum and said, you know, let's get some trade going on here. Otherwise, Obama was going to be going to, well, he should be getting back from this trip, but he was going to be going to Asia earlier this week, and I think this is why she tried to fire this this article out as fast as she could. And I'm assuming, being the person that he is, that he would not even bring this up, because dare he want to bring down the great trade routes that we have with the communist Chinese, whose human rights are horrible, absolutely horrid. And meanwhile, you know, we have the Olympics over there, and all we have to worry about when we have the Olympics over there is the smog. Meanwhile, that smog is probably made up of various, just your everyday Chinese people trying to etch out an existence.
They probably do.
In the countryside. I once again also saw a 60 Minutes ad where they had, there is no middle class in China. It's the very rich, either by government in the infusion of funds to various corporations, or people, you know, Chinese, normal Chinese people, you know, basically clawing their way up to the top of the pile. But there is no middle class in the communist China as we see it today. And I think, you know, the Americans would do very well to take a long, hard look at the Chinese and their society, because we are basically
any chance
two shakes away.
That we want to just stop our association with them because they will not treat their people like humans?
Well, that's what I would do.
Let's cut our losses. Let's pay them back the debt we owe them and stop associating with them until they stop polluting the planet. We're so worried about what America does with pollution, aren't we? All the time. It's always America does. America that. America is one of the few countries in the world that's taken steps towards actually cleaning up their act. One of the few. And then China, we sell all their products.
Yes.
We have all their products shipping in. You go over there, it's smog all over.
And they're predominantly
their parents, the people are treated like crap.
It's predominantly coal-based, so, you know, they're not using any of the fossil fuels. They're using all of the old 19th century, early 20th century fuels still. Nobody talks about that. The one-child policy, where they do forced.
We got to take just a quick minute break because we got to do the idea.
Okay.
Do you want to? Do we have a middle thing there? Okay. Never mind. Keep on. Sorry, Zifflman.
Okay.
This is WRBLP 93.3 FM.
Okay. There's the ID. But the
WASA.
You know, the abortion issue in the United States and worldwide is a very touchy issue, and is something that Zifflman does not want to put light on right now. But the main thing that I had wanted to touch upon would be the forced abortions that are going on in China, where young women and middle-aged women are being hunted down and they're because they are not going in for their scheduled government physicals, and whether to perform the abortion, whether it be a male or a female. If it's a male, the government medical association tries to save the child. If it's a female, there's been documented proof that they just throw the child into the dumpster, and which the child can survive for one or two days. And, you know, but they're like, well, look at our population control.
She's really bringing me down, Zippelman.
On the worldwide stage, they're like, look at our population control. Look at India. Look at all these various other countries. We have good population control. But I would stress to you, my listeners, that at what cost?
Where's the guilt in China?
Well, there is none.
Why is it that we have to feel guilty to be an American nation that really is losing our liberties? Why do I have to feel guilty for what happened? I try to be a free individual. I try to love all.
Yes,
I am
you
a
do.
Loving individual. Yes.
Yes.
Free love giver. Yes.
Yes,
and
you
but
do,
now Alan. We, you know, and what is 3-1? 3-1, where are you at? Because he's the one person here that voted for Obama. I don't
but
even know what he thinks
I guess
about all that's
main,
going on.
I guess the main point. That
he's the one person here that voted. Yeah.
I guess the main point that Zippelman would try to stress would be that, you know, before the middle class basically gives its last gasp, take a long look at where China is right now, and do we want this? Do we want that type of country? Because if we keep on going the road we are going, we are going to be communist China, but we will be the Socialist Republic of the United States is what we're going to be. If we give Obama the power that he wants, because we think that
it's not about us giving him the power. He's going to take it.
Well, he's going to take it, but then there's these people that just, and one of them, and as far as I know, one of them is in the studio tonight, looks at him starry-eyed, and is up in the heavens, and that he is the savior.
Yeah, he gets sweaty palms like he's on a first date.
Of the American way. Well, I can tell you right now, the last president that ever cared about the American Republic was Ronald Reagan.
Darn right. Excellent, Zippelman. You are so correct. But this ceases to be a liberal conservative issue, because he is neither.
He is beyond that.
And we try to surpass the whole, and I tend to be very conservative. I'm going to admit it. But we have room in America for liberalism and conservatism and everything in between.
Yes, and that's always how it's been.
But once you go too far to the right or too far to the left, you start being someone that's not good for America. And that's where we're at right now. We're too far to the left, and it's not healthy for anyone. If we go too far to the right, it's not healthy for anyone. And we're becoming fanatics in America. Bowman, 3-1. I think 3-1 actually wanted to get on here and defend his emperor.
Okay.
He says 20 seconds. Thanks for Zippelman. That was Zippelman's Corner.
Zippelman Corner?
Hey, what do you think about that interview? Do you want to go to Wisconsin Rapids on that? Maybe
well,
get right over
let's,
there with that.
Yeah,
we'll
let's
talk
check
about
the schedule.
We'll do that off the air.
But Zippelman Corner, signing out. Sorry right. if it was a mite heavy tonight.
You don't
but,
have to say sorry. That's a you thing. That's fine. You don't have to say
this
sorry
was,
for anything.
This was something that I think that needed to be brought up.
You don't
want to
apologize for that. China can apologize for treating
yes.
people like they're nothing. You don't have to apologize for that. So, okay. Zippelman's Corner, what's that, Knuspy?
Bringing you down.
Oh, but no, but that has to be talked about, and not enough people talk about it. You know, we talk about the crud that's going on in America. What about China, who we do so much business with, and they can't clean up their act? They spew out all this filth in the population, or the pollution. The pollution is gut-wrenching over there, and they, oh, it's just sad. Those poor people, the people that can't even make a living. Okay, 3-1. What do we got you? What do we got you on over there? We got Ziff. We got Ziff.
Jam a commercial
just ended
for now.
Yeah, where's he at anyway?
Commercial.
Okay, be back in a big Conversation Digest WNRBLP.
Hey kids, how about you tell me what you want for Christmas? Cause I'm the only guy in town for this. You can't go to Toys R Us or any other toy place because I bought them out. They thought I was a Rockefeller. And the US government? They really don't give a crap about monopolies. I just gave them a toy kickback for their politician kids. And now look at the North Pole. It's like big oil. I own every toy sold.
Hello, this is Santa from Santa's Toy Hoard. No one else sells toys. Teddy bears are controlled by the fat guy in the red suit. That's right. If you want any toy of any size, shape, or battery dependency, you will need to come on down to Santa's Toy Horde and pay an inflated price for my lead paint toys from China with limb-removing springs. And by the way, Mrs. Claus has a business degree, so don't try to undersell me, because at Santa's Toy Horde, we won't be undersold. Because Mrs. Claus supervises and oversees the operation and beats me into submission until I buy jewelry to compensate for the disappointed way with my manhood. Santa's Toy Horde, just past Kmart and next to the pothole on 34th Street.
Your big hit station, WNRB 93.3 with Sess and Pool in the morning, playing your big hits and talking about crazy, crazy stuff. WNRB LP. Blah, 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 blah.
We got one more commercial.
Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap, and not all settled down for a long winter's nap.
You better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This Christmas, just as you thought it was safe to unlock your chimney, a lonely visitor is ready to strike. Santa's back, and all ho ho holy hell is breaking loose. Bob checked my list twice, and those naughty girls and boys are gonna get more than coal this year.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew it must be Saint Nick. Man, what a dick.
Naughty and who's been nice? It doesn't matter, cause I'll blow you up twice.
It's not done yet. It's nowhere near done.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, and visions of Holocaust danced in their heads.
Why, what's going on in Joel?
So drink that milk, eat those cookies, because it's Rogue Santa 2, The Revenge. Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
All right, that's the end of that, right?
Yeah, that was the end of that commercial.
93.3 FM, WNRB LP Wausau, your big hit station. We're the gateway to the weekend.
Bring
and your verbal hits. Extravaganza, conversation digest, going places that you may not want to go, but you probably will like going or
you
something.
You know what we forgot to talk about? FamousAshtray.com.
FamousAshtray.com, our website.
We have a new project up there.
Yeah. The one problem, and this was brought up by Leah, my significant other, or she likes to call me her insignificant other.
No.
She doesn't call me that, I'm just joking, is that she doesn't know which cashews are talking. That's why those close-ups are necessary.
Well, this was all done in one night, so...
No, I know. Well, we could have gotten the close-ups in there one night, but that's neither here nor there, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a creative thing that really needs to be hashed out after the show or before, so I apologize. So, right now, we're going to have tonight's show up there, too.
Oh, for sure.
So, it'll be up there later on tonight. Knuspy is the connoisseur and the master of the internet, computer things.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do that stuff. I don't know what's going on. Ziffelman gave up on that stuff because he got it done too fast, and he always had so much spare time. All the computer stuff.
And the ladies were all up in him.
Yeah, they're all up in his face, up in his grill. He had to beat him back with sticks. All right, right now on Conversation Digest, the guy that does table scraps on Sunday evenings, 3-1, also known as Michael Bowman, would like to have a word. It's like a PSA.
Public service announcement.
What does he think about the Barack Obama administration? We usually get my side of the story. Knuspy doesn't like talking about politics too much. If he finds it necessary, he will chime in. The Ziffelman tends to be similar with me. He kind of thinks the same things. 3-1. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm surviving, Hubman. What about you?
Barely. What do you think about what's going on in America this evening? Tell us what you think. from a different perspective.
Well, I must context this in that my return to the show this evening is very similar to what America has to do with other nations. For many moons, I have not communicated with Chad Houtman or Nathan Kanaspi or Gerard Zeitz.
No, don't. Why do you do that? See, this is the reason you got kicked off in the first place. It's the Ziffelman. Okay, now proceed.
Now, that being said, America, for a long time, has decided not to talk to Korea or other nations that have nuclear capabilities. Now, you're wondering, what does this have to do with what Houtman is asking? When you develop tendencies like...
20 seconds, maybe 20 minutes.
Like you... When you develop tendencies like America did during the second Bush administration of pretending that you're a strong man...
Hold on. I don't want to talk about Bush. This isn't about Bush. This is about Obama.
It's leading to a point.
No, I don't talk about Bush. Talk about Obama without talking about Bush. I hate when liberals do that. Just please, do not talk about Bush. I don't want to hear about him anymore. He's out of office.
An administration that incidentally preceded Barack Obama's administration, we as a country decided that we were stronger and mightier than other people. We forgot our obligation to mankind to love thy neighbor. And when you develop that mentality, the same as I did on this show and in past radio shows I did, that I was the center of attention, America similarly showed themselves as being the center of attention. Now, when you do this, you forget about your neighbor. You forget about goodwill. When you come in there with a sledgehammer and say, well, other countries...
Is he saying he did that?
Other countries...
No, he's saying that he went in there self-centered?
Other countries come in. When America goes into other countries like that and say, well, we want this, we want that, there's problems. And in that circumstance, you jump in, you're like, I want this my way. But at the same time, you got pre-existing community, you got other people.
How is Obama doing on the job? It's an easy question.
If you want me to curtail what I was saying, he is seeking a change in how things are done. Yes, you tire of hearing the words change here, change there.
Yeah, you change diapers and, you know, you change your house by burning it down. What's the point?
Well, similar to people in life who have struggles, it's similar to America having struggles. If you don't change how things are done, if you don't introduce new ideas to address problems, whether that be the economy or healthcare, you find yourself in this vicious cycle. And once you're in a vicious cycle, you don't get out of it. So an injection of new ideas, what Obama is trying to give to America.
All right.
And if we decide to just say...
30 seconds.
We don't want any, well, guess what's going to happen? Same secular nature, and there America will stay.
Was Fort Hood a terrorist attack?
No, you had a Muslim...
Oh, interesting. Was it a hate crime?
No.
Oh, interesting. See, that's what's going on in America right now. Double standards and hypocrisy. It was a terrorist act, and under the definition of a hate crime, it was a hate crime, too. He killed people because he hated them. He hated who they were. And it is a terrorist act. He had close ties to a terrorist cell. Do you understand this?
Well,
and I appreciate the fact that you love Obama. I appreciate that you love what he's doing to America. I appreciate it. Everybody's got to love the garbage man who tosses everything down. Everyone's got to love the plumber who flushes the toilet. We got to love that. That's fine that you have a different perspective. I respect that. Also, I respect how you came on and admitted that you were selfish and self-centered. I appreciate that. God bless you, as Michael Jackson would say.
For more non-political talk, you can tune in Sunday nights at 9 p.m. to What's Left on the Table Presents Hollywood Sludge. The show will reconvene November 22nd as there is an observance being made Sunday for the Patriots and the Colts. I thank you once again. This has been Michael A. Bauman in a random appearance on Conversation Digest.
See, we don't take breaks from our show for the NFL.
It's also Central Standard Time.
Okay, so I would like to ask, what about his association with the Emperor Obama with Israel and how he's just given them the shaft completely? They're one of our greatest allies. How about the shaft he's given to just about every country that we used to have good relations with? How about the shaft he gave to you and me, Kanuspi? How about that shaft? How about the shaft he's given to the middle class? This isn't a conservative or liberal thing any longer. You know, I used to like the good old days where I could sit back and criticize Dukakis because primarily his name. He wasn't that far from George Bush the senior. He wasn't that far. I mean, it was like, you know, you take one or you take the other. They're kind of the same thing. They were up against each other, and then Dukakis wore the stupid helmet on the tank. He lost the election. He was a tool. And then, of course, we lose the promise that Bush made, the first one, no new taxes. That was a lie as well.
I like the part where he says, read my lips.
No new taxes. Like, absolute lie.
Like, being able to read lips.
But have you also noticed that people that defend the Obama administration just can't do it in a sentence or two? No offense, Bowman, but I'm not trying to be mean here. You kind of skirted around the answer. You said that you liked him, but you took forever to do so, like you were afraid to just come on and say you think he's a great president. Can you go on the air and just say that?
He just shook his head.
What did he say? I can't read lips. And Ziffelman, for crying out loud, you smell like the tobacco outlet in here. Like, just by walking in here, you did an advertisement for that store. We cannot do advertisements, and that's what you just did by walking in here with all that cigarette smoke on you.
Good thing we don't have smell-o-vision.
He's like, yeah, and he's like Pigpen with the plume of cigarette smoke instead of the dirt.
That is an amazing smell I'm getting
a cigarette high by him coming in here.
Woo.
Oh, well, it's not like a bar. You can smoke in here, apparently. That's not happening until next year. Okay, well, I think 3-1 got a little bit upset, but my point was if you love the guy so much, why can't you just say it in a sentence or two? You got to kind of craft it, and you got to work around the truth.
I heart president.
And by the time you get to the real truth, you don't even know what the truth is. And that's what this guy is a master of. You don't know what he believes in. If you really truly listen to him, you don't know what he believes in, because he never says a thing. The only way I know what he says, the only reason I know what he believes is because I've done research. You don't know
research.
By
research.
Although when you say yes, research.
What kind of research?
Well, what do you think I do? I read constantly. I thought
you were talking about Bauman on this one.
No. I'm not talking about what I know about him. I know the Obama administration.
That's why I was confused.
All right. Okay, well, we got a story about Obama here in the story in the form of a video. So, yeah. WNRBLP.
When darkness had descended all across the land, lone voice in the distance uttered, yes, we can. He gave good speeches, never sweat. He was real good at the internet. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He passed a major stimulus for the bourgeois. They said he had the deficit. Stop unemployment, money died. Fix healthcare in his spare time. He's Barack Obama. He's come to save the day. He'll use his superpowers to win in Iraq. Then Kung Fu Chow, the Taliban. Ka-chow, ka-chow. Our image in the world, he'll mend. Then make the Jews and Arabs friends. He's Barack Obama. He's come to save the day.
Sir, we've got a situation. Pirates.
He'll spend the dough, write the checks, disregard the mountain debt. Start the glove farm, get to warm, fuel your car with nuts and corn. Leave the building, run industry. Save a kitten from a tree. Fix the schools, go to space. Punch a robot in the face. Stop the train, rest the man. Smoke the bombs, we don't care. We come to save the day.
I'm done with that, but you get the point. You know, that's the thing with those pirates. The administration didn't care about killing them, did they? They just shot them right in the skull, right? They were dead. One, how do you know they're dead?
Shoot, bang, bang, bang.
Well, why is it we have a guy at Fort Hood who goes around killing all these people? And maybe he had help. How did he kill that many people in that short a time anyway? But why is it that we can't put a bullet in his head? And I hate to talk like this. I'm not a violent person. But why is the administration so gung-ho on killing the pirates? But this guy, we're going to coddle him. He was a psychiatrist, a Muslim fanatic, and yet we're okay with him killing people, but we shot him in the arm. Am I right? Where do we shoot him in the arm? How does that happen? What's the difference here? The difference is he doesn't give a crap about what happened in Fort Hood, Texas. Ziffelman, where was he shot? Yeah, pick it up.
Oh, I'm not exactly sure where he was shot, but I'm kind of wondering why we had to call in local law enforcement.
We're at a military base.
To the largest military base in the United States, and we don't have the coverage or the ammunition to take this guy down.
Well, the way you need to handle that microphone is like a cigarette. You need to be aggressive with it. You know, hotbox that thing. But you're right.
In this room, this would be hotbox.
How is it that we're at a military base with... out the ability
doesn't the
to take down a gunman.
Foreign enemies and police
yes.
fights
domestic things. And that's not a domestic issue. That is no longer a domestic issue. I have no idea what's going on in America right now. 845-7084, do you know what's going on in America right now? Does it make sense to you? 3-1's in the studio. He skirted around what he truly believes. I think when you dig in... and you get to the real core of the issue. I think he truly loves Obama, but he has a tough time. Am I right? That's fine. That's okay. That's okay.
He's shaking his head.
Do you want to get on the air for another minute? You get a minute. Do you have a minute? I truly, you know, Michael Jackson says, God bless you for your beliefs. You know, God bless you. He loves you.
Ooh.
I don't, but.
The thing is, if I may dust off an old chestnut, is whenever you're against Hauptmann on a view... and
no, that is okay.
Well, we'll try to remain civil here. We'll try to remain civil. Is that he believes you are on the extreme other end of the view. I do not love Obama. I do not want to welcome him into my bedroom. I do not love Obama.
Well, I don't mean it like that. Why do you think it towards the sodomy aspect of it? I'm not going there at all. What are you talking about?
He had a platform that not just someone like me liked, but the bulk of Americans liked him. Just enough Americans.
The bulk? It was barely 50%. That's not the bulk?
To get him voted
okay,
in.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you, Lex Luthor.
Once again, thank you.
All right, martial law's in the house.
Ooh.
Now there are. Now it's complete control of coolness. What's going on, martial law?
Bringing down the law. Or how
long arm of the law. Hey, what you have going on for your show tonight? Or you're sick still, or are you better now?
Oh, I'm much better this week.
Well, not after you smell that cigarette smoke that's emanating from the Ziffelman.
I don't know. I can't smell it because I smoke myself.
Oh,
so.
You're lucky. Well, no, but typically you can't get high from the smell of a cigarette smoker. I used to be a smoker in my youth.
It depends on what's in that cigarette, whether it's... regular tobacco or wacky tobacky.
Well, sooner or later, we're going to legalize
America. Ziffelman, we never know.
That's Ziffle tobacco. And I thought, I mistook WNRBLP for the tobacco outlet when he came in here. I was like, where are we at? What's going on? I think I could buy booze there, so I'm okay with that. But we got an Obama sympathizer in there. He sympathizes because, you know, he's the victim in America, right? And there's you know, you've met Lex Luthor. I mean Mike Bowman, right?
Yes, I've met Mike.
No, he's a good guy. Just, he's got some, him and I differ on some things.
Yeah, I'm sure that
but that's fine.
I differ on him with some stuff, and
but that's okay though, right?
With you guys on different stuff, it's
yeah.
We're all entitled to our opinion. Last time I checked, we're still a free country.
Last time you checked, was that about what 5 minutes ago, right? It probably changed.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. At the rate we're going here, pretty soon we're not going to have a First Amendment anymore.
So you got some big time music playing tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got some old favorites, and I've also got a brand new band. And Ziffelman, I do play a lot of music from here in the United States also, not just stuff from other countries like you had suggested a couple weeks ago. But actually, I got a band from Sweden that I'm going to be playing, debuting tonight, a band called Fatal Smile, great metal band out of Sweden. I'm just trying to figure out why I have to go over to Europe to find any really good metal music these days. But
I think that was probably the Ziffelman's point, is that a lot of that good music comes from, you know, out of the U.S. I don't know, Ziffelman, was that your point? Where'd he go? He just disappeared.
He does that a lot.
I tell you, that guy's a regular Houdini, isn't he?
I think that's probably, I don't know what he, I don't even remember that. Was I here when he did that, when he said, I don't know.
Yeah, you were, and you just kind of,
laughed about it?
Yeah.
think I'm having a heart attack here. Okay, and then but now you've got a co-host in your show. Is that a true story?
Oh, yes, I do. It's actually my wife's cousin, Billy Vegas, has joined the show. And this guy, man, you want to talk about somebody who sounds like some of your callers. He sounds like he's stoned half the time with some of the ideas he comes up with. But
oh, then he's hoping to get sick so he can get some medicinal marijuana.
I don't know, but he sure does add some comedy to the show. I mean, his whole job is to try to make me crack up on the air, and he usually ends up doing it.
Well, so what? Okay, but you guys are 10 to 12 tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And we'll have your show up on that portion of your website. I kind of had a problem with your show last week. The computer, I unplugged the cord. Did not know Kanuski was recording your program. I apologize about that. But
oh, that's okay. We'll
it'll be in its entirety tonight, though.
Yeah, so. We'll figure it out. And after you guys are done with your show, need to talk to you anyways about some business arrangement that we had about recording the show. So
all right. Okay. It's not payola, though.
No, we do not do payola.
Just
they're not paying me to play any music. No, no bands or anybody play any music.
I don't even know who, what's his name is. I don't even know who Adam Zadok is. So, I don't know. I listen to a lot of talk radio anyway.
Talk radio can be interesting. I usually only listen to you guys in one nationally syndicated show that you can't get here in Wausau because radio stations here in Wausau are pretty lame.
Yeah. Dr. Rent listens to us, too, apparently. So.
Yeah, and Dr. Rent's a good guy.
He's a good man. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, Marshall. We'll talk to you after the program, and then we'll listen to you at 10 o'clock, so 10 to midnight tonight, The Underground, each and every Friday, unless he's... Well, he was here last week. He was sick, but he was here, though, because I messed up the recording of it, but that won't happen tonight. So that was the Obama video a few moments ago. Did it look like him? Of course it looked like him. They took his face off of a real picture and they inserted it into it.
They jammed it into the video.
Ooh. That could be a serious heart issue I just experienced
well
there.
Animated.
Yes. I thought it was well done. All right. We had Reagan back in 61 talking about nationalized health care and when they would try to do it, what it is that they would come under the guise of. How would they describe themselves? They would say liberal progressives, right? Is that what they would do back in 61? And now they're just saying liberals. And then I would say socialists, or as Bill Zeitz would say, fascist. There are some similarities there between the socialists and Hitler hated the communists. He didn't hate the socialists. Am I right, Ziffelman? Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay, so he didn't hate the... So, but then back in 61, the prophetic statements of Reagan about nationalized health care, what they would try to do, and when they would try to do it. At what point in American history would they try to get nationalized health care passed? And we'll listen to him back in 61, the eloquence of Ronald Reagan, WNRBLP.
My name is Ronald Reagan. I have been asked to talk on several subjects that have to do with the problems of the day. Now, back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said, under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. James Madison, in 1788, speaking to the Virginia Convention, said, "Since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." Now, in our country, under our free enterprise system, we have seen medicine reach the greatest heights that it has in any country in the world. Today, the relationship between patient and doctor in this country is something to be envied anyplace. The privacy, the care that is given to a person, the right to choose a doctor, the right to go from one doctor to the other. But let's also look from the other side at the freedom the doctor loses. A doctor would be reluctant to say this. Well, like you, I'm only a patient, so I can say it in his behalf. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. First, you decide that the doctor can have so many patients, they're equally divided among the various doctors by the government. But then the doctors aren't equally divided geographically. So a doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town, they already have enough doctors, you have to go someplace else. And from here, it's only a short step to dictating where he will go. This is a freedom that I wonder whether any of us have the right to take from any human being. Take it into your own occupation or that of your husband. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, determine his employment. From here, it's a short step to all the rest of socialism, to determining his pay. And pretty soon, your son won't decide when he's in school where he will go or what he will do for a living. He will wait for the government to tell him where he will go to work and what he will do. In this country of ours took place the greatest revolution that has ever taken place in world history, the only true revolution. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another. But here, for the first time in all the thousands of years of man's relation to man, a little group of men, the founding fathers, for the first time, established the idea that you and I had within ourselves the God-given right and ability to determine our own destiny. This freedom was built into our government with safeguards. We talk democracy today, and strangely, we let democracy begin to assume the aspect of majority rule is all that is needed. Well, majority rule is a fine aspect of democracy, provided there are guarantees written in to our government concerning the rights of the individual and of the minorities. What can we do about this? Well, you and I can do a great deal. We can write to our congressmen, to our senators. We can say right now that we want no further encroachment on these individual liberties and freedoms. And at the moment, the key issue is we do not want socialized medicine. If you don't, this program, I promise you, will pass just as surely as the sun will come up tomorrow. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day, as Norman Thomas said, we will awake to find that we have socialism. And if you don't do this, and if I don't do it, one of these days you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
I mean, a lot of sense. 845-7084, Reagan back in 61. I mean, that speech could be given today, right?
It sounds
just like what's going on in America right now. Progressives and liberals. I don't think they're being fair to the liberals, though. I really don't. I don't think someone that's actually a decent liberal, and there's plenty of them out there, they don't care for what's going on in America right now. They don't want personal liberties. Bowman, you're liberal. Do you want personal liberties taken away? Okay, never mind. 3-1.
He just shook his head.
Update. Without the Unsolved Mysteries theme song. I think it was better when it was Carl Malden on there. Man admits being drunk while on scooter on freeway ramp. I thought it was more of a wheelchair. What are they calling the scooter for? Taking away from the... Where is the sensationalism that the JS Online usually provides?
It's a three-wheeled electric scooter.
Okay, I think that's... Okay, well...
Well, he'd have to have that to be drunk.
Danielson Plasky pleaded guilty Thursday to driving a three-wheeled electric scooter in the Marquette Interchange while drunk. Sam Plasky, 36, was arrested September 11th on a ramp downtown leading to eastbound I-794, one of the freeway's busiest sections. He was traveling about 5 miles per hour. According to a criminal complaint, a Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy asked him if he was impaired. No, he said, according to the complaint, I'm drunk. Some Plasky, who has at least 4 alcohol-related offenses in the past 10 years, pleaded guilty to operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of an intoxicant, 5th or 6th offense, which is a felony punishable by up to 6 years in prison. Wow. He is scheduled to be sentenced January 7th. In which case, that's 6 days after his 6th pickup of drunk driving.
That guy is
amazing. He'll be on a seahorse.
Some sort of crazy going on with him.
Did you see the video for that? Anyone see the video for that?
Not sure.
The cops didn't really know how to handle it. They're calling for backup. And like, well, you know, is it a high-speed chase?
It's a low-speed chase.
Low speed. I don't think I got the video for that. That's fine. Actually, yes, I did. So we'll go and listen to that real quick. And then after that, taking you to the top of the hour. Sober. Even the Ziffelman.
Might need to add an H to the beginning of that one.
They like the music. They do. They as listeners. God bless them. YouTube, JS Online, man drunks drives on freeway. Apparently, I'm drunks talking.
The ramp from the north to the east in the lake. Wow. Really bad ramp, all kinds of curves. Have other cars start heading this way, please. Right.
Try that at 5 o'clock right in the afternoon.
I don't want to stop here because he is still rolling. And now he's rolling again. But he's way over to the right wall.
This is faster than the OJ chase.
It's a lot better, too.
Well, I'm sure if he's intoxicated, I'm sure he thinks he's going about a million miles an hour, so I'm sure he's enjoying himself.
Well, plus the highway was spinning.
Can you imagine what would happen if a car would hit you? I don't even want to think about that.
He said, I don't care.
Can I have your driver's
license?
Whoa.
Is there swearing? Okay, well, I guess we can't play that on the air. Well, he was drunk. It wasn't us. If you want to complain to the FCC about a drunk man swearing, don't fault us. I thought I listened to that. I don't even know if the audience could hear it.
I hope they didn't.
How do you go on I-7? Was it I-794?
Yeah.
It didn't look busy.
The only people busy on there are the guy in the scooter. And the cops.
I mean, that would have been a photo finish with him and a... Well, I don't know. What's a slow animal? A sloth?
Sloth or a turtle?
I think that guy would have been great for our material for what we saw on the way to the studio. Why can't Wasa do this stuff? Well, that one guy in Grand is always in that scooter, and I think he's usually drunk. But he's just crossing the
he's
street.
He's rocking those shades, and even
well,
it's
we
got to
be careful.
Out.
He may be an avid listener. Email Mary. Hey,
oh, yeah,
guys.
I forgot about that one from before.
13 drunk drivings? That's got me outnumbered by about 10. Don't know what this woman's thinking. Comma. No, that should have been a period there, Mary. I think she should be thrown in prison for the rest of her life, and she should be forced to have a relationship with the guy that was in the wheelchair drunk. Because then maybe... They should. They would actually take the hint because, you know, they smell booze on the... I don't even know... What is Mary talking about here?
Just rambling on.
I just have it memorized. I read it earlier, so... Mary, I'm not telling you Kinuspi's phone number. Every single gosh dang week, it's always the same thing. Mary, how old are you, first of all? And are you actually even a woman? Mary could be short for Marty. Am I right?
No, not really.
845-7084. We got a jam-packed house tonight. Martial law's in here, so is 3-1. Got Kinuspi... In the power seat.
Yeah, this is the power seat.
And then the Ziffelman's back there in its corner. Whoosh, get back there.
Hell.
We only got 22 more minutes of hell, or of verbal extravaganza going on here. And we had Bowman earlier, 3-1, talking about how he loves not that way. I'm not talking about a carnal way. I'm not talking about that. You just like Obama's direction that he's taking us, am I right?
He's shaking his head again.
You know, I got better nonverbal communication with that guy that was flailing his arms around the other day at me. I don't know what he wanted. Maybe
there's a bee in his car.
It could be there was a bee. Maybe
wouldn't you get out if there's a bee in your car?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because maybe he was in a hurry.
In a hurry for Crazy Town.
Maybe he wanted the bee to make honey and then he would swat at it. I've got nothing left. What do you got, Kinuspi?
I got a sigh.
Oh. Bill Zeitz brought up something I wanted to talk about tonight. Lou Dobbs of CNN fame. He said in his closing statement.
Fired or
he was
quit?
He was quit.
Or he did quit.
30 years he spent at CNN. He personally thanked Ted Turner. You know that Ted Turner.
Ted Turner for
Jane Fonda. You know, Jane Fonda was a very attractive woman. I'm hoping for Ted Turner's sake, he was married to her before she became a raisin.
You were quite
she
fond
was great
of
looking,
her.
Though. Did you ever see her Barbarella? Unbelievable.
Yes.
It's like a giant bra spaceship. Padded all around. So the but this is the point about Lou Dobbs is good for you, Lou Dobbs, but what took you so long? CNN has been biased longer than Fox News has. The interesting part about Fox News, FYI, is that they are in fact owned by Rupert Murdoch, who has given, as Bill Zeitz said, a ton of money to Hillary, Rodham Clinton.
Rodham.
Hill Dog. And the Obama administration. The guy's not conservative. He just wants to give that front so that he can make all the ratings because all the conservatives flock to Fox News. Shepard Smith.
Excellent.
What's wrong with Shepard Smith? I can't handle the guy. And also Bill O'Reilly. Ugh.
Not much hair going on there.
But Lou Dobbs, good for you. So where does he go now? Now, I think that Mr. Zeitz, it may be a bit premature with the notion that he could run for office.
I'm thinking he might just go to Fox News.
How much time does Lou Dobbs have left? Let's be real here. He's got people firing guns at him all the time. How much time does he have? I hope he doesn't get hurt or worse. And Lou Dobbs do not go into rough neighborhoods, wherever that may be, probably on my street. Did you know he got shot at?
Several times. He totally got shot at.
Who does that? But my point about that whole story was, how do we know, Lou Dobbs, that it was a fanatical liberal that doesn't like your perspective on closing the borders? It could have been anybody, couldn't have it?
Well, anyone with a gun getting out there ready to shoot. At least it wasn't a paintball gun.
Well, yeah, you would have painted the... What's up, but you have random gunshots being fired all around the U.S. constantly, don't you? Not you,
no,
you don't.
No, I don't do it personally.
We do, as an American... civilization.
Yeah,
going off all over the place. How can Lou Dobbs say for sure, emphatically and without hesitation or doubt, that this is definitely someone that hates his perspective on various issues? We don't
Could
know
have
that
been
for
just
a
an
fact.
Accident.
Could have been anything. No, I don't think it was an accident. Happened repeatedly.
And accident on an barely automatic missed weapon.
And his wife was 50. What does his wife look like? I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't
guess. Do you ever go on... Does anyone else ever go online and try to find like famous people and what their wives look like?
I did that a couple times, but not for Lou Dobbs.
Limbaugh?
I can assume that it's...
Unbelievably attractive woman.
What?
But no, he is dating her. They are not married. He's been divorced 3 or 4 times. And now he's dating a wonderfully blessed, physically speaking, woman. And I thought, well, money and power will get you... But he's got a wonderful personality. And I don't care if you like his politics. The guy is incredibly entertaining. I wish I had an eighth of his talent when he was 30. Because the guy by 30 was already into the limelight. I'm almost... I'll be 30 in about 5 years. Or 5 days ago, whichever.
Wait, didn't you just have a birthday?
Whatever. That was like
last month?
Yes,
or
whatever. I just ignore that anyway.
25, finally?
Yes, to finally hit 25. Didn't you just have your 31st birthday?
No. I'm 25 as well.
All right. Good for
you. I'm only two days away from you.
Okay, so we don't know where Lou Dobbs is going
to
be next week. We don't know where he's going
to
be next year.
Just listen to where the gunshots are coming.
Oh, they're pointing the way for him. Go west, young Lou. Lou's not young, but... I think Fox News is probably going to where he's going to be ending up.
That's
otherwise,
what I said.
Well, if he's Christian, he could end up on the 700 Club. Otherwise, CBS can always use some help. Lord knows, do they? And otherwise, the NBC Today Show. Matt Lauer, eat it. Lou Dobbs, you can be on Conversation Digest probably next week, right after Bill Zeitz and right before Ziffelman's Corner.
We can promise no gunshots.
I don't think we can.
From us.
I can't. I mean, I don't even know how to fire a pistol.
You don't even have a gun.
Don't even have a gun. The only line of defense I have at home is a sharp butter knife and a metal bat that I never use because I couldn't hit a ball worth my life. An attack dog. Update on sweet little Willipop, my little mini schnauzer. Ragged. Hair that is all over the place. I think she had gum or something in her hair. I don't know what it was. But she's got these mats. And not like the name Matt, but like these mats. All over. She's matted all over. So Leah and I are saying we cannot go any longer. We wanted to wait till the end of winter, you know, for this haircut routine.
That wouldn't have been good.
Because this poor
not
little
at all.
Sweet little Willipop hates the cold, so she's going to come in shivertating constantly. But we knew we couldn't wait any longer. She was actually in despair for her matted hair.
That rhymed.
I went there. And now, but she's getting home tonight, but I just spoke a bit ago. Willipop. FYI, news update, headline news, still has her beard. She is a mini schnauzer, so it's all shaved, the whole body's shaved. And
down to the skin, or is it just like maybe a
quarter
inch?
No, she's got a quarter inch, or maybe it's an eighth of an inch. I don't know what it is. And that's good, because now I don't have to worry about cleaning up various issues. Have you ever seen this with animals on their bodies?
Yes.
How do they do in the wild? I have no idea what's going on with that.
Maybe the other animals bite those things off.
Ugh.
I don't know. They don't have thumbs.
Not opposable. Did you know that actually dogs
they
do
just
have...
Bat it.
They do have a dew claw, which resembles, if not, seems like a thumb, but they usually spare me... What are the names, PETA? Because I'm not the one that does this, but they chop off the dew claws, the thumb. And they forgot to chop off one of Willa Pop's dew claws. They left it somehow. But maybe they thought she wanted to hitchhike or something.
Does she catch it on things?
No, she doesn't. No, because we just keep the nail trim. But, like, you know, she's like, she needs a ride. She's got a dew claw. She can just go and stick it up and get that ride. I don't want her wearing a short skirt and hiking it up to get a ride that way. That does not need to happen.
Show a little leg.
Well, that's how that used to happen. Bugs Barney did that how many times?
He's such a cross-dresser in those shows.
He took the wrong way to Albuquerque because he hiked his skirt up too high. But still, she's got the haircut. I'm sure she looks adorable. We're going to see if we can get some pictures of my schnauzer, my mini schnauzer, on the website, famousashtray.com. Can us be, you're going to try to get a picture or two of Zero up there?
Oh, I have a good one.
Picture, one or two pictures of Zero.
I have a great
one. One or two. And then the Ziffelman... that hair collection you have, we can get a picture of that on the, you know, script office.
Yes, the hair collection.
I told you, Rogaine with minoxidil works wonders. I've never tried it. I have a full head of hair. I have my genetics.
Luxurious.
One thing I have going, my teeth are all crooked. I have braces. Now I've got a big gap between my front teeth. I don't get it.
Alfred E. Newman?
Good job, braces. You're about as successfully gifted as the Wasa Daily Herald or the Wasa Daily Herald newspaper.com. I can't say that about them. How dare I? But I can still say that in America, can I not?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, you can say anything you want.
847-845-7084. What is the phone number?
845-7084. Are we done?
I don't know. It seems that we have some... I'm supposed to read this. I'm not going to read this thing, but apparently they're talking about the live stream for those...
I don't think it's not read on the air.
Oh, I thought they meant read it on the air.
But
how come they didn't send his email
to read
out?
That, though.
No, I'm not reading that thing ever. And I will not read the free, you know what, and the free, you know what. Because that's not true. It's not free. This has
free
to be paid for somehow.
Chicken.
I don't make a living off this. You don't make a. No one makes a living off this, and that's fine. God bless the situation. I got to stop saying that because I got that from that Michael Jackson documentary. Martial Law, did you see that Michael Jackson documentary?
Nope.
This is it? Oh, Lee and I went. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Leah's favorite move is when Michael Jackson does this. And spare me, listeners, you can't see this, but Michael Jackson does this. Like he just came out of the bathroom or something, but... I think she said that in jest, because that's not that hard of a... I can make that move. 3-1 can make that move. I will and I do, and Obama is fantastic. And so is my hair. My short looks... I'm sorry.
He's shaking his head again.
He's angry at me. Jeez. Don't make me kick you off the air that you're not even, you know, on right now, so. So what's up for your show on Saturday? Sorry.
How?
What's on Sunday? What's up with your show? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're skipping. Some other priorities I see. Martial law.
It's more
so
like football.
Do you ever skip your show because of a game?
I have only missed 1 week here on WNRB. LP, and that's the week that they decided that they were going to hook up this new system and didn't have any way for me to play my MP3s.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they locked you out.
No.
Oh, great, here comes martial law. Lock the doors!
Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a few people out there that would not mind having my sorry rear end kick right off the air.
Well, it's the underground. Just dig a bit deeper and they'll not be able to find you or whatever. And then you can play infinitely for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got to get these bands on the air somehow.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these bands, they're just starving for some airplay, and, you know, the radio stations here in town, they stick to their little playlists and play a bunch of Nickelback and stuff like that. Speaking of which, I swear to God, I was over in Appleton the other day, and to prove that radio stations play Nickelback way too much, I was flipping through the stations, and 6 different stations had a Nickelback song on at the same time.
Just like a paperback novel. What is with... I can't... I mean, Nickelback, it's all the same. It's like Creed. You don't play Creed, do you?
I actually play bands that have talent.
Yeah, okay, good.
The only thing that's amateur on my show is the DJs.
Well, I was going to say, I almost said, what, martial law?
Yeah, martial law.
I saw where you were going with that. So
we're the only two things that are amateurs on the show.
So where's your co-host, by the way?
Oh, he usually shows up pretty much right at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you get a chance to listen, this guy is hilarious.
Well, we'll probably go ahead and we'll get that. I mean, Kinuspi, he's the one that does all that work because no one else can do it. So thanks, Kinuspi, but we'll get that recorded and then one of these days we'll have to stop in.
Yeah, you'll have to come and bug me on my show. Don't bother trying to call the radio station because I don't answer the phone. Because Friday nights at that hour, probably somebody who's drunk, and I really don't want to put somebody who's drunk on the air because you never know what they're going to say.
Well, our listeners are usually drunk. They just don't call in because they can't find the phone.
Half the people called in tonight were drunk.
Yeah. Mr. Zeitz and Merrill wasn't, but okay. Well, we'll hear you later on the martial law. Kinuspi, you got anything to wrap it up with?
No. Not that I can think of with this brain of mine.
Ziflin, what's going on over there in your corner before we head out?
Not much. I just would like to reiterate that next week, we're going to be on next week, I'm assuming.
Of course.
Sometimes I have to work, so yeah.
Well, the scheduling.
We don't skip. I don't think there's a football game on next Friday night, so yeah, I think we're going to try.
With the scheduling, yeah.
Odds are we will be on the air. Actually, I think
if there is a football game on Friday nights that you want to skip, I'll come in and ruin it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I believe that also the week of Thanksgiving, I think that we're going to be on the air that week as well. So
I would agree, yes.
Well, I have some travel issues that I have to address. I have to be in two places that week, two families. I have to celebrate Thanksgiving. No, on two different days, but I can't. They're 2 hours apart or an hour, whatever, 30 minutes apart, but I have to work on Friday as well. I have to work on Friday. But I'm going to try to do the show. I don't skip the show unless...
You're still going
to
do it?
I'm going to try. I will try. Let me see if I can hash this out. Let me see if I can hash it out. Got to hash it out. And we've got some big shows coming up in the near future. We're going to start landing more interviews. And Kinuspi's mother right now is probably passed out.
Good
for her, though.
Yeah. No, we will try to... I will, in the next couple of days, try to get some more information on that situation going on in Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay.
Later in or further into the month of December.
Okay. All right. Well, and then, I was going to say we'll keep you abreast with, but I don't want to get Ziflin all crazy over there. FamousAshtray.com. Check that out. We'll have tonight's show. Not sure why you would want to listen to the show tonight and then listen to the show again on the same night, but whatever.
Why not?
You crazy guys
will
do whatever you want to do. So, we'll be back next week with a bunch more new stuff and a lot of stuff that's old because we just repeat ourselves constantly. Thanks for joining us on this Friday evening, Gateway to the Weekend Conversation Digest. And whatever. If you want to, whatever. I don't care. WNRBLP, Wausau.
Got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 maybe one more time.